Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Hobaugh. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ed Hobaugh. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball four. Green moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gentile moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobaugh covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Senators. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Green settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Green. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog scores. It's Senators, 1, Orioles, 1. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Lau moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lau scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Keogh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball towards center. Snyder settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Snyder. Hinton moves to third. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton scores. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 2, Orioles, 2. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes King. The throw from Lau and he is safe. King steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair is walked intentionally. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball towards left. Hinton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hinton. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams bunts towards first. Keogh scoops it up and throws to first, with Cotier covering, for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball towards right. King settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on King. Robinson tags and scores. Snyder tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Orioles. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Gentile moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Orioles. Marty Cutina now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cotier scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Jim Busby now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Gabler now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler fires to first and picks off Hansen. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall bunts towards the mound. Gabler fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.